Unit 20, Rock and Roll. Rock and roll has its origin in three different traditions of music. Perhaps the largest influence on rock came from the rhythm and blues or R&B music popular in the southwestern United States during the 1930s and 1940s. Both the rhythm and singing style of R&B artists can be found in modern rock music. For example, R&B singers often had to shout over the loud music played by their bands. And rock singers today still copy the style. Early rock music was also heavily influenced by the gospel and country music of the 1950s. These elements, along with the typical lyrics focusing on teenage concerns such as school, parents, cars, and love, all combined to create the music now known as rock and roll. Rock and roll first became popular in 1954, and the first true superstar of rock and roll was, of course, Elvis Presley. With his sexy looks and his controversial dancing style, he captured the imagination and hearts of young people around the world. Although no figures have ever been published, he was surely the most successful solo artist in history. Over his career from 1956 to 1977, he had all told more than 170 major hit singles and more than 80 top-selling albums. According to the Billboard charts, he remains the most successful male soloist with 9 number one singles. In the early 1960s, rock and roll suffered a brief decline in popularity for two reasons. First, Elvis Presley went into the army and did not record for a while. And second, record companies began to try and make rock music more suitable for all music lovers. Record companies tried promoting bland new artists who did not have the energy and defiance of early rock singers. Not surprisingly, audiences failed to flock to these artists as they had to Elvis Presley and Chuck Berry. Then, in 1962, the Beatles brought rock and roll back to life and made it louder and more defiant than before. This band of four young men from Liverpool, England, went on to become the most successful musical group in history. Estimates of Beatles records and tapes place sales at well over 1 billion copies worldwide, and all four members of the band went on to sell millions more records over their solo careers. The Beatles recorded 14 number one singles, giving them the most number one singles on the Billboard charts for any group or solo artist. After the Beatles broke up in 1970, another decline began as rock and roll broke into three popular styles: country rock, folk, which was quieter with more acoustic guitar, and heavy metal. A new sound from Jamaica, reggae, also began to appear, and even though musicians liked it, audiences only bought it from time to time. In the mid-1970s, disco began to sweep the music industry. Seemingly in reaction to this disco movement, punk rock began in England. Actually, the social, economic, and racial problems in England at the time gave rise to punk rock, and the music used loud backing music and violent lyrics. In the late 1970s and early 1980s, musicians toned down the anger in punk music and developed new wave music. Record labels found this new music highly marketable, and bands such as Blondie and The Clash suddenly came into popularity. New creative ideas in music continue to change rock and roll, and this has given rise recently to such styles as techno, alternative, and grunge rock.